phenomena rule, you know. Actually, when we chant, remember and chant the glories of the Lord, and always can remember the Lord in auspiciousness, not coming to us, all becoming auspices. Hearing the Harikatha, the Harikatha Srovane, Asakti.
Attachment
for hearing the glories of Krishna, that is giving us all auspiciousness. In Srimad Bhagavatam, one sloka I can remember now. Ye dharma sanasthita pungshan visyakshena katha suja natpadaye jaliratim sramaye vahi kevalam. This verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is very important for everybody. This sloka mainly showing Indians' kartavya duties about the scriptures. I am telling Indians, that is, Indians are very engaged always with some religion method.
Religious work?
Religious work. Everywhere we are looking something going about religion. In the Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Mahabharata, Puran, Manusanghita, everywhere some engagement with the upper level and practice going that way, karma, yoga, jnana, bhakti, they are following. Everybody trying to follow that methods, but it not will be successful. If they can do their religious activity khub bipul bhabe, prachur bhabe,
much.
Many way and much activity they can show their religion, but it not will be fruitful. This sloka's meaning is that Srimad Bhagavat telling visyakshena katha suja natpadayet jadi ratim sramaye vahi kevalam. If not will come attachment for hearing the Harikatha, Krishna Katha, then everything is actually lost position, will go to lost position. And all the mood of Vedic religion always showing the end of religion, that is attachment for hearing the Krishna Katha. If not coming after practicing many religious activities, if not coming attachment to hear apo harikatha, then everything actually is going to spoil position. Sramayevahi kevalam. Sramayevahi means
labor.
What? Mane,
labor for nothing.
Labor for nothing, it is going. We are getting that chance every day to discuss about Krishna bhakti, and every day hearing and speaking also some Krishna katha. It is very good fortune, we will think it. Only one duty, that is service to Krishna. Anyway, it can come to us. Our goal of life, if we can think, mane charamete,
finally
we shall see that Krishna bhakti, activity for the service to Krishna, that is the final goal of our life. Srimad Bhagavatam sarvashrestha praman bole Mahaprabhu bolechen.
Mahaprabhu told us that Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost authority
of all the
religious thought.
Srimad Bhagavatam is the authority.
Highest authority.
And there we are seeing this sloka, jay every higher some dirtiness, amal, mal, dirtiness. Every higher some dirtiness, contamination is present in all the Vedic religion books. And that's for our benefit also. There also we are getting some benefit. That is, who do not want to practice anything, the religion, he also getting some engagement to do some work for the religion. Loke babaya amishamadya seva nittastu jantor nahi tatra chodana Bhavasthitisteshu vivaha yajna suragrahai rasu nivritti nishta. By concession. It is, they are getting chance, who is behaving random, his mind also coming under control of religion. This way, some facility given in the scriptures. Who is random killing the goats and other animals, he also getting some chance. Oh, you don't kill random. You will kill, but if you offer to Goddess Kali, then also you will get some benefit of religion. That is, Kali will take some share, and you also can take meat. Then when attracting that shachacharike, random behaving person attracting, you can do some dharma also, practice some religion. And he is thinking, oh, if it is possible, then my work not will be stopped. Then they are getting some enthusiasm to go to Kali puja. and giving some sacrifice, and also wine, that way controlling. Don't take wine random, offered to Kali, then he will take. Then control coming, every day Kali not taking it. Kali taking only Amavasya day, dark moon day, Kali taking it. Then that day you can offer to Kali. And lastly, Manusangita said, ye no mangsa bhukkhane dosa no chamadde no maithune pravritti desa bhutanang nivrittistu mahapala. Who have no attachment to it, that inauspicious work. The scripture not telling that pull them, pull, akarshan karana, pull them and engage with that inauspicious work. But who have much attachment with that inauspicious work for the controlling their mind, Shastra scriptures given some concession that way. That is, all religion of, you can say Hinduism also, it is Hinduism actually, I am telling about that. They are always engaging some way with the function of religious, but everything will be lost if not will come to here attachment of Krishna katha, Hari katha. And this way Mahaprabhu shown the position of the all Puranas. The Srimad Bhagavata is the highest Puran. They are everything, every direction going for the service to Krishna. And for that, Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear of all the Vaishnavas. Also, Bhishmadev, he is a great Vaishnava. In Mahabharata, we are seeing that. Yeah, Bhishmadev, he is one of the 12 Vaishnava. 12 Vaishnava. Yeah.
Great soul.
Huh?
Great soul. Mahajan.
Mahajan.
Great
soul. Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapilo, Manu, Janako, Pallado, Janako, Vishwa, Balir, Bhaiya, Sakit, Bayam. This 12. Bayam here, Vyasadeva telling himself. Jamaraj telling, na? Aki, Gorata, Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Pallada, Janaka, Bhishya, Bali, Vyasaki, Bayam. Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishya, Bali, Vyasaki, Bayam. It is Jamaraj. Jamaraj speaking this. Where is Vyasadeva? He is not Mahajan. very miracle. Vyasadeva actually organizing all the religious thought. But he is not Mahajan, but his son, Shukadeva Goswami, Vyasaki, he is Mahajan. The son of Vyas, he is Vyasaki. But he is
absorbed by his son.
Ah. Another sloka also like that. That told Guru to Guru Paramananda Prabhu. Aham vedmi suko vetti vyaso vetti na vettiva. Who is organizing, who is writing, who is composing all the scriptures, who is dividing the Vedas in four chapters. But he do not know or know, that is unknown. He know,
may or may not know
about Vyasadeva. But his son Sukadev, he is firm in Krishna Gyan, Krishna Gatha. He is authority, Sukadev. And Sukadev shown it, first chapter of Srimad, first or second, Srimad Bhagavatam, there Sukadev, when speaking in the assembly of Raja Parikshit, he is giving his identification first, who I am, and telling to this conception in this assembly, don't forget it. This way, everybody knows who I am. First telling this. Parinishthita upi nairgunne uttama sloka leelaya grihita cheta rajarse akhyanam jadati jaman. And Sukadev Goswami asked by Parikshit Maharaj, what is the supreme life of goal? In this short time I can practice that. Only this my question. And hearing that question, Sukadev is very happy. Sukadev told, yes, for the conditioned soul and all the jiva souls, all the conditioned souls, only one question is ekta question hocche giye important. One question is very important, and other question, do or not to do that, and that is, what is my life's goal in short time, practicing that I can get super benefit. English, it is English,
Fine.
I am confused. The Parinishthitopi Nairgunne Sukadev Goswami speaking in the meeting of that heavy, very great, great personality are present there.
Grand assembly.
There Sukadev come and very surprised there. He come and not make dandavat to anyone. He come like a fourth dimension man. Anyway, I am trying to express. Fourth dimension man, like, come, and there is Atri Rishi, very high class Rishi. Atri Vasishtha Rishi, he is grandfather's grandfather, like that is position. And he is the super of all, actually, they are present. Atri Vasishtha Chavan Rishi, he is very old and very great Rishi. Atre Vasishtha Chavanu Saradban Arishtanemi Bhrigu Angira, all the old and very great Rishi. Parashar, Sukadeva's father is Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva's father is Parasara. Then grandfather. Parasara, Gadhisuta. Gadhisuta Vishwamitra, is it? Atho Rama. Rama means Parashuram also. Parasara, Gadhisuta, to Rama, Dvaipayana. Dvaipayana, Vedavyasa also present there. Not only that, Bhagavan Naradascha, Narada Rishi also, he also present there. Dvaipayano Bhagavan Naradascha. Here, very cleverly used the word of Bhagavan. Narada is not God, but we are translating the word of God, Bhagavan. When we are telling Bhagavan, we are telling God also in English. But here, meaning is going very wide way. Who have that six qualities, he is Bhagavan. Aishwarya, Virya, Gyan, Yash, Sri, Vairagya. And here, telling his guru, that is guru, Vyasadeva's guru, then Vyasadeva, mentioning Bhagavan Naradascha. But all the rishis are very old and Sukadeva is very junior by age, only 16 years old boy. Rishis have big beards, long beards, so they are seated in that assembly. And when Sukadeva Goswami come, but Sukadeva and not dhannavata, namaskar or pranam, nothing. He come full, fully, manik, intoxicated and conscious with Krishna consciousness. And he cannot see anything actually there in the assembly. But when he is mentioning, then he is looking, everybody is present here. That is expression of Sukadeva Goswami. And when he is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, that's also trying to make everybody the causes. Yeah, I am here and who I am, you all know my identification. And what is that? Parinishthitopi nirgunne uttama sloka lilaya grihita cheta. You may can come time to time in this mundane environment, but I am not coming at a single moment with this. I am not involved a single moment with this mundane environment, that type of my position. I am always living within consciousness of Brahma, Nirgun Brahma. Nirgun Brahma means Krishna consciousness. No, not Krishna consciousness. Here, Nirgun Brahma means
unadulterated spirit.
Unadulterated
spirit.
That is Nirgun Brahma. I am living there. But my mind also attracted by the lila, pastimes of Krishna. And what I shall tell in this assembly, that is Krishna lila, but there is many things I shall tell that. Krishna lila means lila with the gopis, with the gopas, and also others. And they are not ruled by, that is, not ruled by the scriptures. And Satchamaya, Satchamaya is Satchalila.
Independent, free will.
Satchamaya is Satchalila. Oh, it is very difficult. Satchamaya.
As he wishes,
he can do that. And that way he is playing with the gopis. And they are included in Rasa-lila also. Rasalila, there are many things with the gopis, Krishna playing many way, dancing, etc. But my mind, when attracted by that lila, you must consider it is not mandate things. That is, my mind always living with the transcendental consciousness, not mundane things. This way, first given identification, his own identification, this way, parinishthitupi nirgunne uttama sloka lilaya grihita cheta rajarse akhyanam yadadhitama. And that is the main goal of our life. This way he started Srimad Bhagavatam. And next his expression, Yisrotavyadini Rajendra Nirang Santi Sahasrasa Apashyatam Atmatattam Griheshu Grihamedinam. You question me, what is life goal? And your time is very short, within short time which way you will get that destiny. And this is only question I agree. Other many questions can do many people, but that is not agreeable actually. And why? That is our connection with transcendental world, not mundane world. But we are unfortunately come and fall down in this mundane world. Then when fall down, we must kup theke uddhar lab kara, kup.
Get rescued from the well.
Rescued from that well. That is only our tendency, must be. And we will search which way we shall come out from that bad environment, mundane environment. And only our life's goal will be that. First come out from there and proceed to our destiny, that is our own land, that's transcendental world. And other many questions many men can do, but that is not fruitful, that is not agreeable actually. They can do many questions, but only one is necessary for them, the rescue from the well, no? And setting up, set right himself in his own land, that is transcendental world. Griheshu grihamedinam. And that expression, Shukadev Goswami, that is, Srimad Bhagavata Mahaprabhu said, the highest conception given us, Srimad Bhagavatam, Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. And that is, transcendental world always worshipping that Srimad Bhagavatam, that conception. And through that we are getting the Yatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Shaitam Nashkarma Mahavishkritam. Systematically, the bhakti yoga expressed, super bhakti yoga expressed systematically in Srimad Bhagavatam. And only that's important for our spiritual life. And if not will come that eagerness to hear this Srimad Bhagavat Katha, then all the religious work, what going, I told first, in India, everything will be useless, actually. The main thing is that where we are, and what we are doing here, and what we will do, what is our duty and what is our life's goal. All in a chain, bonded in one chain. And that is the sufficient for our knowledge to understand. Understanding knowledge. Is it much? This way expressed, then we have got that chance to hear the Krishna Katha. Anyway, we are trying to engage ourselves for the hearing that Krishna Katha. Anybody have any question about the Krishna consciousness? I shall be happy if I get chance to give answer. Yes.
Once I read you glorifying Śrīla Guru Mahārāja's Prapanam Jīvamṛtam, that it is the first installment, second, third, and fourth, like that. So, can you tell me how Guru Mahārāja was inspired to write like that, in that way, putting those slokas in a specific way he did? How did that come to Śrīla Guru Mahārāja? That book.
Prapanna Jivanamritam, they are expressed Sarvida Saranagati. Six type of mood of surrender. They are expressed. I told it, the first, second, third, yeah?
Yes.
About that book? About Golden Reflection, I can remember.
That, all stages.
All stages, about all stages.
Uncovered in Yes. Whether first stage, second, third, fourth stage, all everything from lowest to the highest.
Yes.
Are covered. Covered.
Are covered. Yes. Oh, Maharaj, you tell slowly.
I'm telling English, you're telling English.
I am hearing avocado. I am very poor. Well, first, second, third floor, third, fourth, that is stage I express in Golden Reflection. And it is necessary for us. And that is, first, Mahaprabhu asked by Sanatana Goswami, je ke ami keno more jare tapatroy. Who I am, necessary to know that first. Then, first lesson we must try to hear from my master. First lesson is that, je with this mundane environment, what relationship at present of myself, but what is truth there? And when we can understand that this is not our permanent place to stay, then secondly we shall try where is that place and which way we shall go there. And there, that's, you can say, it is practitioner's life. Through the practice we can go. And what practitioner's life stage? First stage, to see Srimad Bhagavad Gita's conception, what given to us. Then, after hearing that, we must get the mood of surrender to Krishna. That is, last sloka Krishna said, last, mani conclusion sloka Krishna said, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. And ahantang sarva papebho mukhaishyami mahasucha. If you cannot practice varieties of religion, and if you are confused or unable to do, then you leave all the religiastic work and leave your religiastic mentality also, and try to take shelter and to my lotus feet, that is, I am Supreme Personality of Godhead, I shall give you relief from all the inauspiciousness, and I shall take, if there are any sinful something will come back to you as reaction, and I shall give relief from that reaction also. Ahankam sarva papebho, mane reaction. If you leave some your duty, then some reaction will come to you, and it is some way your duty also, that is expressed in the scriptures. But if you leave all, if anything will come, not will come, that is, all scripture showing me, then they are fully satisfied, must be. If not there anything, deficiency, that's also I shall do fill up on behalf of you. But you take shelter into my lotus feet, unto my lotus feet. This is conclusion of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. But this is the first stage. And Mahaprabhu summarily dismissed that also, higher practitioners, for the higher practitioners. Mahaprabhu expressed in his conception, it is good, you leave everything and take surrender, take shelter unto the lotus feet of Krishna. It is good, but after that what you will do? You are taking shelter, but shelter taking like ওটা কি বলে জড় পদার্থের মতো, not mundane, dead matter, like a dead matter, you not will stay in the lotus feet of Krishna. Then you have potency, willing, feeling, thinking, that through that some activeness you have, and what activity will come to you, otherwise you will do there also something wrong. This meaning second stage. Then practitioner's life will start. And which way that life start? There is some stage. And first stage is there, that there, after taking shelter, you try to understand what is living in that devotional plane, what service living in the devotional plane for you. That is, you must will do something, then some duty, what is duty there, you must search that. And that is the second stage, the searching way. And when you will search, you can see what is your duty, and through their expert, as we are telling the sadhu sangha, you took shelter, then you must do sadhu sangha, and you will see what they are doing and what they are advising to you. And that way you try to practice Krishna consciousness, first thing. Second stage gone. And the third stage is that when you are proceeding, there are many things, আনন্দদায়ক এবং ওটা কি বলে জয় প্লেজার অ্যান্ড হ্যাপিনেস অ্যান্ড বিউটিফুলনেস উইল কাম টু ইউ বাট ইউ মাস্ট সিলেক্ট হোয়াট ইজ ইয়োর মানে ওটা প্রয়োজন নেসেসিটি অ্যান্ড হাউ মাচ হাঙ্কারিং ফর দ্যাট কনসেপশন ইট ইজ গোয়িং আপ টু নারায়ণ লোক বাট ইফ ইউ আর ইনভলভ উইথ কৃষ্ণ লোক কনসেপশন কনসেপশন আর দে আর ডিভাইডেড সাম ইন নারায়ণ সাম ফর দি নারায়ণ লোক অ্যান্ড অ্যাবাভ নারায়ণ লোক দেয়ার ইজ কৃষ্ণ লোক অ্যান্ড আপ টু নারায়ণ লোক দেয়ার ইজ 60 কাইন্ড অফ কোয়ালিটিস ওটা কি গুণ গুণ কোয়ালিটিস 60 কোয়ালিটিস অফ কোয়ালিফিকেশন কোয়ালিটিস অফ কোয়ালিফিকেশন নো 60 কোয়ালিটিস অ্যান্ড উইথ দ্যাট মানে কোয়ালিফিকেশন ইউ ক্যান ট্রাই টু সার্ভ নারায়ণ লোক বাট ইউর হাঙ্কারনেস আপ টু গোলোক বৃন্দাবন দেন ইউ অলসো নট উইল বি স্যাটিসফাইড উইথ দ্যাট কনসেপশন অ্যান্ড আপ টু নারায়ণ লোক ইট ইজ বিধি মার্গ দেন অ্যাবাভ দ্যাট বিধি মার্গ লিভিং দ্যাট রাগ মার্গ হোয়েন ইউ আর লুকিং দে আর প্লেয়িং ভেরি র্যান্ডম বাট ইনসাইড দে আর সাম সিস্টেম্যাটিক সিস্টেম দে আর অলসো সাম সিস্টেম ইনসাইড বাট এভরিবডিজ টেন্ডেন্সি গোয়িং টু সার্ভিস কৃষ্ণ বাট দে আর সার্ভিসিং র্যান্ডম ওয়ে ইউ আর হোয়েন ইউ আর লুকিং দ্যাট দেন ইউর মেন্টালিটি অলসো if wants that plane and to go that plane then you must try with that mane sei jagoter lokeder shonge apni tokhon jogajog ta beshi korbar chesta korben this is bengali try to contact with that levels saint not it is saint actually members of that level saint and this world up to this within this environment of the mundane world above the mundane world saint was gone there is servitor actually and that members of that plane they are playing with Krishna and when you are feeling that your feelings also will come that way I need it and hungerness will come like Lakshmi Devi when Lakshmi Devi had seen the Rasa Leela of Krishna Lakshmi Devi surprised to see that and Lakshmi Devi wants to enter that Rasa Leela that is Lakshmi Devi knows Krishna and Narayan is non different but cannot enter there is some gatekeeper Gopishar he gave mane he not gave entrance as visa there then Lakshmi Devi gone to do tapasya for that plane she gone for tapasya but after tapasya also she not got that opportunity and why that is only gop and gopi they can play with Krishna that way random but other form cannot get that chance but Lakshmi Devi she want with her own form that is she have not got But then Lakshmi leave her own form, Mahalakshmi, and she have got chance the form of gopis, then she can play with Krishna. Only gopi, they can play with Krishna. No other form, they are, agreeable, no?
Able to
enter that. Then, up to Vidhimarga, Narayan Loka, they are one process, and that's also Vaikuntha, it is called Vaikuntha. But above that, Narayana Loka, there is Krishna Loka, and there practitioners, jara practice kare, tader mane, tader kriya mudra arki, activity of practice, not clear. মানে যারা রাগমার্গেতে সাধু